is Erin Harner. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with Cornell Wellness. I've already started making our sauteed greens, so I'm just gonna continue that right into a frittata with sauteed greens and some other vegetables, and then we're gonna sprinkle a little goat cheese on at the end. So our greens are heating up here. They could either be leftovers or they could be fresh as they are now. And this is just a little bit of oil with one red onion and some Swiss chard. You could also use kale or whatever greens you have. This is a really versatile recipe. Next, I'm gonna add about a quarter cup of chopped mushrooms. A quarter cup of sliced or diced orange bell peppers. And we're gonna let those saute for a moment. And while these are sauteing, we just wanna soften them a little bit, but they are gonna go in the oven, so we don't have to cook them through completely. So these are gonna saute, and while that's happening, I'm going to take some eggs. So I've taken the liberty of cracking 6 eggs here, and we're going to add them to our bowl. Gonna add 2 tablespoons of milk. This can be a milk of choice. It could be dairy or non-dairy, it's up to you. And we're gonna take a little bit of salt, about a quarter teaspoon to half a teaspoon here would be great. A few turns of the pepper mill, some nice fresh cracked pepper. And then we're gonna take a beater of some kind. You can use a whisk if you'd like. One of my favorite tools to use for beating eggs is an egg beater. This was handed down to me from my grandmother. And a totally unnecessary kitchen tool to have in your kitchen, but I really enjoy it. It reminds me of my grandmother, and it does a fantastic job, and it's one purpose, and that's beating eggs. All right, so we're gonna whisk that up, and it looks like our veggies are ready here. So I've already turned on the oven. The oven was preheated to 400 degrees. I'm gonna spread these vegetables out. I'm gonna turn off the burner. And then I'm going to just pour the egg mixture right over top. And if it needs to be flattened down a little bit, that's great. So we're putting the eggs and all of the vegetables into a hot pan. And that's gonna help it puff up. The next thing I'm gonna do is add a little bit of crumbled goat cheese. This is about 2 tablespoons of crumbled goat cheese. You could also use feta, or you could skip the cheese entirely if you prefer. I'm gonna take this pan, and this is a cast iron skillet, which is safe for the oven, or if you don't have a cast iron skillet, just use an oven safe skillet. I'm gonna take this and stick it right in the oven. And that's gonna puff right up and be ready in about 15 minutes. So it's been about 15 minutes. Let's check on our frittata. There it is, all puffed up and looking beautiful. I also put some cherry tomatoes in the oven at the same time, and those are also puffed up, looking lovely. I just sprinkled a little bit of salt and pepper on those, and they make a really nice garnish to the frittata. So let's go ahead and cut it. It helps if you let it set a few minutes, but we're gonna go ahead and do it. So you can just go ahead and slice it, and then put it right on your pan, or on your plate. And we'll put a few of these cherry tomatoes right in there with it. And this is a lovely breakfast or even dinner during the week. It's very quick and easy.